100.1 Lake Charles,
K261EB, and KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you.
Father, we worship you because of who you are. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. You sanctioned, declared, and decreed all things. We thank you, Lord, for this day and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. Yes, we glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name and for its sake we pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from a familiar passage of Scripture, Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. And when you found it, say amen. Amen. Where we find these words which are recorded. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Thank you. You may be seated. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I want to use for a topic this morning, blessed, focusing on God's goodness. Blessed, focusing on God's goodness. How many know that you are blessed? You got up this morning, and that's a blessing. I'm reminded of the words of Jesus when he said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God." Are you blessed this morning? But what I love about it, he said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." There's something about being blessed that God is trying to get us to understand. When we think about what God is doing, when we think about the application that he is making in our life, through our life and for our life, we can see the splendor and the power of God manifesting itself in this generation. And when I think about the Lord and all he has done for me, my soul looks back and wonder how I made it over. When I think about where I came from, I know that it had to be the Lord that was on our side. And when you think about your personal application to your life, you know where God has brought you out of. And so God is moving us today in a mighty, profound way that we might be able to serve him greater. My brothers and sisters, as we look at our topic and we look at the scripture today, one of the things that I understand is that we are truly blessed as a nation. Yeah. America has been blessed. America has been given all of the amenities that many other nations do not have. America has received things that other nations have not received because America said, "In God we trust." Yeah. But we will find out how well we trust God. Because those who trust God rely on God to provide the resources that we need to be okay. And God is watching how we are manifesting ourselves with one another in fellowship, in communion. My brothers and sisters, God has an expectation for a nation that is blessed to be a blessing to others. This past week, I went to the hospital to see Sister Jett, and I shared with her playfully, "Sister Jett, you didn't have to go to the hospital for me to come and see you." And her response was, "I know it, Pastor." Deacon Gaines and I make several trips to the hospital and visit other members of the church. And one of the things that we love to do is bring communion to all of the members that are sick. And what I think about Sister Jett's situation, and I still have communication with Sister Maccabi, her daughter, one of the things that I know is that in her words to me was that, "I know I'm blessed." In spite of what she is going through, in spite of all of the things that she's experiencing, she said, "I know I'm blessed." How many of us this morning realize that we are blessed in spite of all of the things that we are going through? When we go through the storms in life, you can still say you're blessed. One of the things I have learned is when you go through something, you ought to experience something from it and then be a resource to someone else who will come behind you. My brothers and sisters, some of us here this morning had to pick cotton. And I'm sure we don't want to pick cotton anymore. Some of us had to ride in the back of the bus. And we thought that was where we belong. Because it was an acceptable norm during those times. Some of us was turned down from going to the state fair on certain days and because it wasn't your time to go. I realize today that we are blessed, but I personally don't want to see those days ever again. Blessed, focusing on God's goodness. The 34th Psalm is a familiar psalm. For this psalm of praise is attributed to David when he escaped from Abinadab by pretending or faking to be insane. Every now and then when you go before an unruly leader, you have to pretend like you don't know what he's talking about. So David, knowing the issues that he may face, pretended to be insane before the one who had the power to judge him and destroy him. And so Abinadab said, "This man can't hurt me, so why should I bother with him?" God has a way of giving us an escape route. Whenever the enemy is trying to take you out, God has an escape for you. Now let's see. The history behind Abinadab. Abinadab was the son of the judge Gideon. You know Gideon. And Abinadab was what we call a pseudo king, or not a legitimate king. He was a king of Shechem. Abinadab became this king by murdering 69 of his 70 brothers. What kind of man is this that can take out 69 of his 70 brothers? And the only reason he didn't take out the 70th one was because he was young, Jonathan, who was a kid. Sometime when you have an unruly leader, sometime he will take out a generation of folk simply because he does not want any competition around him. Sometime when you have leaders that are standing high on throne, people are ready to shoot at them because they do not want the authority given to the man. And so these kings had ungodly power. You notice I use the word ungodly because they were not godly. And murdering all of his brothers except one. My brothers and sisters, God was watching. So in the 34th Psalm, David called on the congregation to praise the Lord for their salvation. God has given us so much. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that you and I could be saved. And after affirming that God is good to those who trust him, he instructed the people on how to live a long life. Our life is in the Lord's hand. And the Lord is empowering us to serve in spirit as well as in truth. So, in this psalm, David calls on the people to praise the Lord for delivering him from his enemy and for God's goodness to his people. My brothers and sisters, it was David.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Now back to the hits.
Back to the music.
Please believe that.
The unstoppable Wade Hampton.